在线上和在现场的弟兄姊妹平安，感谢主。刚才诗歌敬拜的时候，姊妹提到了外面的美景，我想弟兄姊妹在早晨开车从东西南北来教会的路上都享受到了这美丽的春天。因为这春天在春雨过后，有众生命都在复苏，树叶变绿，我们知道花开之后便是果实的丰盛。
Growing and after this initial stage, the fruit will be bearing in the summer.
感谢主，我们的神是何等的奇妙。
How wonderful is our Lord?
他就是这样，我们的生命也像这春天的每一个生命一样，都是在他的喂养下、浇灌下茁壮的在成长。
And our life is the same way. It's like in the springtime when we're growing.
我们教会今年的主题大家还都记得，是行在神的光中。
And our, this year's theme is to walk in the light of God.
这个题目有一个比较重要的信息在里边，我们不但要认识神的话语，我们更应该行出道来。
Not only do we have to know the word of God, but we have to be able to live out his word.
弟兄姊妹还记得两周之前信息的内容吗？是关于什么？
Do you remember 2 weeks ago what the message was about?
在神的光中祷告。
It was to pray in the light of God.
不知道众弟兄姊妹有没有思考，祷告如果是如此的重要，我们有没有愿意参与到教会的祷告？我们愿不愿意开始家庭的每日的祷告呢？
Prayer is so important to us. Are you willing to join us in our prayer meeting and start prayer at home every day?
今天呢，我们继续的来讨论另一个话题，就是在光中默想神的话语。
And today we have we want to share on meditating on the Word of God in the light.
我们把时间推移到创世纪，当神在先后创造人的先后也创造了动物。
We look back at the creation in Genesis. Not only God created man, God created animals.
动物有记忆力。
Animals have memories.
我想我们很多的弟兄姊妹家里都有一个小宠物，知道它有很好的记忆力。
And I'm sure a lot of you have pets at home and they do remember very well.
但是呢，它缺了一样，我们身上神造我们所创造的，就是灵魂。
And there's one thing that they're missing is their spirit. They don't have a spirit.
当我们人被创造的时候，我们有一个身体用土做成，但是神吹那一口气以后，我们便有了神从神而来的灵魂。
So when man were created, it was created out of dirt, but God breathed into it.Life and then we become a living soul.
所以我们人不但有记忆力，
not only we have memory,
不但有思想，
and we have thoughts,
我们还会反复的在重要的事上反复的去思考。
And the things that are important, we think about it over and over.
直到明白这件事，能够并且能够选择最好的行动的一个计划。
Until we totally understand it and how we should act.
与这个普通的思考不一样的是，我们作为神的门徒，我们的思考是在圣灵的引导之下。
Something that is different in Christians that our thoughts and our thinking are under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天呢，我们一边看这些经文，我们一边的来做默想的一些操练，我们借着这些经文。
So we are going to do some, as we read the passages today, we're going to exercise and train on meditation.
我们先看一下诗篇119篇， 十五节和十六节，我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路，我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。
Let's look at Psalm 119 verse 15 and 16. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. Delight in your decrees, I will not neglect your word.
这短短的两节经文呢，我们看到了三个提醒在里边。
In these two verses, there are three reminders.
那第一个是要默想神的话语，要看重神的道路。
We have to meditate on the word of God and consider his ways.
第一个词就是默想。
The first is to meditate.
什么叫默想？
What does it mean? What does meditate mean?
我想我们弟兄姊妹每个人都有这样的经历。
I'm sure we all have that experience.
在一件事上反复地去思考。
And to think of something over and over again.
所以作为一个一般的概念，这个默想就是专心的在那思考字面以下的更深刻的它的含义。
So the general concept is that we focus on the in-depth thinking.
那今天我们要讨论的默想是由圣灵引导的这种默想。
So today, what we want to discuss is this type of meditation under the Holy Spirit.
所以在圣灵引导下的这个 meditate 是第一是与神的合一，在与神的合一中的思想。
So under the Holy Spirit, this type of in-depth thinking is led by the Holy Spirit.
第二一个是有圣灵引领的深入的思考。
And it's led by the Holy Spirit in these in-depth thinking.
这跟一般的概念就不一样。一般的概念我们有时候可能会天马行空，就是飘移的思考。
So it's different from the general concept that we can think all whatever we want to think about.
默想以后的结果它的意义何在？
And the result of the meditation.
默想神的话语能够得到平安与喜乐。
So we can receive peace and joy.
因为我们在默想中离真正，只有真正的明白神的旨意，我们才能真正的享受属天的平安与喜乐。
Under meditation, unless we really truly understand the word of God, that's where we get the peace and joy.
就像这十六节里边，刚才诗篇一九十六节里说的，我要在你的律例中自乐。
As in verse 16, Psalm 119 verse 16 says, I delight in your decree.
为什么自乐？因为在思考中明白了神律例的含义。神他的律例是拯救，是通向平安，是得赎的这么一个律例。
And why do we delight? It's because the decree of God leads us into peace.
就像诗篇十九篇八节前半句所说，耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
As in Psalm 19 verse 8, the first part says the precepts of the Lord is right and rejoicing in the heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我想我们都有过在神的话语中得到满足的这样的经历。
And I'm sure you have all experienced the fulfillment when you're fulfilled in the word of God.
当我们经历挑战的时候，神的话会借着他的话语赐给我们平安，给我们安慰。
When we face challenges, the Word of God gives us peace and console our hearts.
当我们明白了神的话语的时候，我们在跟随他行的路上就不再被世界所辖制。
So once we understand the Word of God, then we're not restricted by the world.
我们默想神的话语，圣灵会帮助我们不忘记神的话。
So when we think of God's word, The Holy Spirit will help us not to forget His word.
约翰福音14章26节, 但宝贵师就是父, 因我的名所要差来的圣灵, 他要将一切的事指教我们, 并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
In John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all the things and bring to you remembrance of all that I have said to you.
想起神的话,
Remembering the Word of God.
就是说,我们不但明白神的话语, 我们还要按着他的话去行。
Not only do we understand His Word, we have to act according to His Word.
这正是今年我们要行在神的光中这个话题的意义。
And that's the meaning of our theme this year, walking in His light.
我们再回想一下,在伊甸园, 当撒旦在引诱亚当夏娃的时候,
Remembering back to the Garden of Eden when the serpent tested Eve.
他说的话是, 你吃着果实并不一定死。
He said, You will surely not die. You won't die when you eat of this fruit.
如果亚当夏娃他们当时能够充分地默想神对死的这个话语的含义的话, 我想他们会可能会做不同的选择。
If Adam and Eve had the chance to fully meditate on the meaning of the word death, they may have made a different decision.
当然没有这个Eve.
Last week, Elder Wu was among us and gave us three messages.
感谢主，看到南区在那里弟兄姊妹们在那商讨，要来反思，来讨论一下这三堂信息的内容。感谢主，非常宝贵。
We praise the Lord that the brothers and sisters in the South had a chance to share on and to meditate on these three messages.
我这个三大信息中，我对我触动比较深刻的，我反复思考的有两个词，一个是呼召，一个是建造。
There were two things that really touched me on those messages. One is on calling. The other is on building up.
我在思考这个词，呼召这个词的时候，我借着感谢主，借着这次的信息纠正了我的一个误解。So
praise the Lord through the message, it corrected my misconception on calling.
我过去理解的呼召就是一个状态突然的变化，包括我自己读神学，我说哦，神呼召我，一下子我的状态有变化。
My past understanding of calling was when my situation totally changed under this calling.
Yeah, 但是现在借着这个话语给我一个新的启示，就是说这个呼召实际它是一个秩序的事，我们每天都在回应神的呼召。
So this these messages gave me this new revelation that Calling is a continuous everyday we're responding to God's calling.
神在呼召我们每天要行在光中，每天要跟随主，我们每天要走这条成圣的路。
Every day we have to walk in His light and in this way of sanctification.
那今天我们一起来看，很快的，我们来看三个话题。
So we're going to talk about three points.
在默想中我们认识真理，在默想中我们活出见证，然后最后一个是我们想默想的实践与操练。So
we're going to talk about knowing the truth through meditation, living out the testimony in meditation, and also the practice and training in meditation.
当我们认识到对神话语默想的重要以后，我们的落点 要落在我们的实践，我们的活出这个实际来。
So after we understand the importance of this meditation, we have to live it out.
好，那我们看第一个 题目，在默想中认识真理。
So, to understand the truth, in meditation.
我们弟兄姊妹都有读经的经历，都有很多的读经的经历，非常宝贵，不可缺少。比方说，我们有读经的计划，一两年读一遍圣经。
So, all the brothers and sisters here have this experience with studying the word. For example, you may have a read through the Bible plan in 1 year or 2 years.
我们也有查经中对每一句话很详细的查考。
And in our Bible study, we have, we take each sentence and we, have a very detailed, study.
感谢主，这些都是非常宝贵的读经的读神话语的这样的过程。
And this is our very precious experience in studying the Bible.
但有时候呢，我们要真正理解神的旨意，深刻的理解的话，我们离不开对神话语的默想。
We truly want to understand the Word of God. We cannot do it apart from meditating on His Word.
只有借着这些默想，我们才能反复的去思考，就像举个例子，就像那个反刍的那个动物，它把那个食物反复，这样能够充分的吸收营养，一样的。
So we cannot get away from thinking about His Word over and over again, like the ruminating animal.
感谢主。好，那约书亚记一章八节说，这律法书不可离开你们的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Joshua 1:8, keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful.
昼夜思想就是一个默想，在反复的思考。
So meditate on it day and night.
借着这个我们看到了才能真正认识神的话语。我们看到后边它的意义在于，只有这样才能遵行话语。
So it is only through this meditation it will truly understand the will of God and then act on His will.
才能道路亨通，凡事顺利。
Then everything that we do will be prosperous and successful.
当然这里注意，我们看到亨通和顺利不是属世的概念，我们想求神给我们什么，神就给我们带来，不是这个含义。
So this prosperous and successful is not according to the world's thinking.
而是我们在神的光中来思考神的心意，我们按着神的旨意前行，这样的道路在神眼中是亨通的，是顺利的。
So it is in the light of God that we meditate on His word, and then we act it out. This is on this way, in God's eyes, we are prosperous and successful.
第二一个 PowerPoint 我们看是敬畏神的话，就是在默想中看重神的道路。
And the second is about revering the word of God, considering God's word as important.
看重这个词呢，其实英文翻译的不够深刻，它只说到 respect, consider, 其实远比这个还要深刻，是一种敬畏。
The meaning of the is to revere, to have fear in the word of God.
是一种在我们在字面理解了这个意思的一个继续的深入，就是说是一个晋升。
It is entering into deeper understanding.
只有看到高过自己的，我们才能去敬畏他。
Only if we see something that is higher than us, then we would start to revere and respect.
以赛亚书55:9给我们启示了这一点。
Isaiah 55:9 tells us about this.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts in your thoughts.
全世界的人都在忙着行路。
Everyone is walking and living our life.
都有自己的想法、意念和计划。
We have our own plans, our own thinking.
只有神的圣徒、神救赎的儿女，我们才真正会敬畏神的话，敬畏他的真理。因为我们知道，神的道路要高过我们自己靠着在世界上选择的道路。我们也知道，神的这个意念高过我们有时候胡思乱想出来的意念。
Only the people who are following the Lord revere His word, and only we can see that His ways are higher than our ways.
三篇的，是二三。OK，好。那下一个 PowerPoint 呢？我们看是要在默想中，我们要遵行神的话，也就是得着圣灵的启示。
In our meditation, we need to obey His word, and that is because the Holy Spirit reveals His word to us.
我们思考默想神的话语，我们要在圣灵的引领下，我们不是在靠着自己。
We're not relying on ourselves when we're meditating. We're relying on the Holy Spirit to lead us.
我们知道五旬节以后，圣灵降下。 给了圣徒，给了他的使徒，很大的能力，要在神的计划中一起的同工。
We know that in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit falls on the disciples, and they had power and followed God's word.
Yeah, Amen. 就像约翰福音16章13节前半句所说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们。 明白一切的真理。
John chapter 16 verse 13, the first part says, But when He, the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth.
那这一点呢是圣灵给我们的启示，它是让我们遵行。我们看明白一切的真理，这里边有一个英文是 guide you into.
In English it says guide you into.
这个 into 的概念就比只是 know 只是简单的理解要深刻的多。So
it's not just to know, it is deeper than that.
它是把神的话语启示在我们的生命当中，启示在我们行动当中。And
it's revealing God's word in our action and in our everyday life.
约翰福音14章26节。 但保惠师就是因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。But
the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all the things that will remind you and everything I have said to you.
感谢主，这个想起是就是提醒我们，当我们在要背离神的路的时候，我们要步行在光中的时候，圣灵。 会把我们提用神的话来提醒我们回到神的路上来。When
the Holy Spirit will remind us and tell us God's word when we are veering off to the way, and then He will bring us back.
所以这圣灵的工作，我们在这看一点。我们在圣灵的这个引导下的默想呢，会得到圣灵启示我们真理。第二一个是会指教。 我们当行的道，第三一个会用借着我们提醒神的话语。
When the Holy Spirit will reveal God's word to us to bring us to walk in His path.
Amen. 感谢主。好，那我们看下一个大的题目，是在默想中活出见证。
And the next point is living out the testimony. Through meditation.
这次吴长老来给我们三堂的信息，他都提到了见证，不是单单的去理解，而是让我们要活出。
So, Elder Wu's last three messages to us, he talks about testimony, so that it's not just about understanding, but about living it out.
那我们作为 神的儿女，我们如何见证我们的神，荣耀我们的神呢？
As the children of God, how do we glorify Him?
那我们看，这第一个 PowerPoint 是，我们要在默想中不断的认罪悔改。
The first point is we have to be, when we're meditating, we have to be continuously confessing our sins and repent.
这是神让我们跟随他，走，引领我们走这条成圣道路的前提。
And this is about being sanctified in his path.
大卫在诗篇五十一章第三节里边说，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我前面。
Psalm 51 verse 3, David said, For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me.
大卫我们知道他犯了罪。
We know David, he sinned.
他在默想中他也知道靠自己他还会犯罪。
And in his meditation, he knows that if it was a, if it just he relies on himself, he is still going to sin.
他在诗篇五十一篇中他求告神来洁净自己，求神的智慧让他远离神，他求圣灵不要离开自己。
He prayed, that the Holy Spirit would not leave him.
这不正是我们要向神呼求的吗？
Is this not what we want, we call to the Lord about?
下面两处的经文，诗篇二十三章第一节，我们在这句话语上思考，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Psalm 23 verse 1 said, The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing.
这节的经文 带出了第二个 point, PowerPoint, 在默想中我们会得着平安与喜乐。
It brings out this second point, that we will receive peace and joy during meditation.
回到诗篇这一节的经文，我们思想，我们是否看到了一个画面？
Now, going back to Psalm 1, there is a picture.
这个画面是我们的神与我们的同在。
And this picture is, the Lord is with us.
他在保护我们，他在喂养我们所需要的一切。
He protects us and he feeds us.
他让我们不缺乏的，不单是我们物质上的需求。
Not only, are just lack of physical provision.
更是我们生命成长的营养。
It's also the nutrients that we need for our spiritual life.
我们有了神的这个应许。
We have this promise from God.
我们还有什么可担忧的吗？
What do we worry about?
所以在腓立比书四章六到七节这里边，我就取了一句，应当，这是说我们，应当一无挂虑，神所赐出人意外的平安。
So Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, Do not be anxious about anything.
这一节的经文回应了刚才诗篇里的话，因为神他给我们一切，给了我们一切，他也并且要赐给我们超乎我们想象的平安。
So, this, Philippians, this verse in Philippians is a response to Psalm 23 verse 1, because God has given us everything, and then He also gave us the peace that transcends all understandings.
感谢主，这个平安呢，我们今天经历了，我们都有见证，我们也在创世纪第七日安息日的时候，神就为我们预备了，我们 OK。
And praise the Lord that this peace we have all experienced it as in the Sabbath that we have rest.
这种应许借着我们主耶稣为我们钉十字架，他等他再来的时候，在新天新地，我们要经历这样的喜乐。
And this we will experience this joy through because our Lord Jesus has already died for us on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们有了这些盼望的时候，我们还会为今天我们的经历、我们的遭遇去愁烦吗？
When we have this hope, are we still worried about our current situation?
我们的冯牧师下午我要去看探访他。 Yeah, 我们的冯牧师今年已经95，马上96岁了好像。 他的身体一点都不好。
Dear Pastor Fang, I'm going to go visit him. He's turning 96 and he's not very well health-wise.
可是我们每次弟兄姊妹探访的时候, 我们每个人都会得着从这位高龄的老牧者得的劝勉和激励。
But every brothers and sisters that visited him received encouragement from him.
因为他的注意力，他的专注已经不再是自己的这个安危和身体。
Because his focus is not on his own self.
圣灵让他看到的是神的国度。
The Holy Spirit let him see the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是否从这样的我们的前辈，我们得着激励呢？
Are we going to be encouraged through this by our
我们是否从神的话语中得着如此的激励呢？
So through the word of God, we are encouraged.
第三个泡泡呢，是我们能在默想中能够赤手基督的真道，也就是能够得着保护。
In meditation, we can be steadfast in His way, and that is being in protection.
撒旦在伊甸园，他诱骗了亚当夏娃。
In the Garden of Eden, the serpent tricked Adam and Eve.
Yeah, 他没有停止，他还在做事。
He did not stop. He's still doing that.
今天他还在世界里游荡，寻找可吃的灵魂。
So he is still going around trying to devour the souls.
提摩太后书四章三四节提醒我们，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语，你却要凡事谨慎。2
Timothy 4, 3 and 5 says, For the time will come when people will not put up with the sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them in a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations.
保罗在提摩后书提醒我们的是什么? 是我们会遇到撒旦的攻击。
Timothy reminds us that we will be attacked by the enemy.
但是呢, 如果他还提醒我们, 凡事要谨慎,
but we have to be careful.
他说的谨慎是什么事让我们谨慎?
What are we careful in?
让我们谨慎地要认识真理, 靠着默想, 我们真正明白神的道理。
And we have to understand the truth through meditating on His Word.
只有如此, 我们才能得着从神来的保护。
Only this way do we get protection from God.
我们在活在这个世界, 我们今天正在经历的这个世界, 有很多的黑暗, 有很多的很迷惑人的东西。
In this world, there's darkness, and there are things that misguide us.
在这个时刻, 我们知道到了末世, 撒旦更加的猖獗。
In the last days, the enemy is very active.
这也正是我们更需要神的亮光, 更需要在神的话语上来思考, 真正的认识真理, 有更迫切的需要。
And we, all the more we need the light of God.
感谢我们的主。 所以呢, 我们说到默想, 不单单是一个理解, 到底默想是什么意思, 而是说我们要进行默想的操练, 就和祷告一样。
So we have to enter into practice and training, just like meditating.
我们看下边这段的经文，我们一同的来思想这段话。约翰福音8:12，耶稣对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不再黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
John 8:12 says, Jesus said to the people that I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you are not in darkness, and you will have the light of life, a life with light.
感谢主，这节经文里我们看到了很多的词汇，但是呢，我们想到了什么？这是我自己下面是我在这段话语上默想我的这个过程。那第一条呢，我想到了，我原本是眼瞎的，是在被罪捆绑的黑暗世界里的。
In my meditation of this verse, these are the things that I thought about. The first one is, I was blind and bound by sin and in the world's darkness.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们得救前的光景？
Isn't that what we are like before we are saved?
是的，我们有时候可能会挣扎，但是第二点，如果是单单靠我自己，我走不出这个黑暗，走不出这个辖制，我也见不到光，也得不着生命。
By myself, I cannot get out of the darkness, and I cannot see the light, and I do not have life.
那我们要靠什么?
So what do we rely on?
答案有了, 主耶稣基督, 祂道成肉身,
on Jesus becoming man.
祂从荣耀里降到我们这个黑暗的世界, 为的就是把这个光要带给我们。
And from glory, he came to this world. He wants to bring light to us, to bring us a way out of darkness. Through him, we have hope. And through him, we see light. And if we follow him, we will see the light and follow him. Him out of darkness.
我们跟随主耶稣基督，我们行在他的光中，我们就能得着永恒的生命。
And follow Jesus, we walk in his light, we will have everlasting life.
这不是我们最好的礼物，最好的恩典，最大的恩典，最好的盼望吗？
Isn't this the best grace that we get and also a best hope?
在这种默想之后，我们不可能不开口祷告。
Under this, we cannot but just open our mouth to pray.
我们在祷告中要感谢我们的主为我们带来的救赎，我们要与他立志，要跟随他行一生的路。And
in our prayer, we give thanks to him for his salvation, and we have to decide to follow him.
我愿意行在他的光亮中，能得着永恒的、丰富的生命。
I'm willing to walk in his light to receive this everlasting life.
上面这个是我们个人的一个操练，我是再一次的鼓励大弟兄姊妹，经常的会在神的话语面前有这样深度的思考，他会帮助我们生命不断的成长。
And I encourage brothers and sisters to practice this meditation and think deeply in his word so that we can grow.
还有一个操练就是群体的默想的操练。
And another training is to how to meditate in a group.
如果说我们个人的操练是在修复我们 个人和神的关系的话,
if meditation, personal meditation is to bring you closer to God and build a relationship with God,
我们在群体默想的操练中，我们是与人的连接，我们一同的恢复跟神的关系。
Then meditation in the group is to let us connect with each other.
所以我们群体的这样的操练就是教会。
And to do this in the corporate is that is the church.
那如果说我们如何的进行这样的操练呢？
How do we do this?
有了，我们现在有教会，我们有很多的聚会。第一个呢是祷告会。
We have a lot of opportunities in the meetings. The first one is prayer meeting.
鼓励弟兄姊妹参加祷告会，那个不是某些人的特权，是我们每一个基督徒的神给我们的权利。
I encourage everyone to join. This is our privilege of a children of God.
祷告会前我们都有一段的经文的分享，有弟兄会带领我们一同的思想，一同的来查验这句话语。
Usually when we start the prayer meeting, there's a brother that would lead us in studying a passage.
第二一个聚会呢，是有我们教会有六个查经团契。
Secondly, we have six different fellowships, Bible study fellowships.
Yeah, 如果现在还有弟兄姊妹没有参加其中一个团契的话，
if you have not joined one of these six,
我鼓励弟兄姊妹参加这样的团契。
I encourage you to join one of them.
团契是教会的一个部分。
Fellowship is part of the church.
在团契里边，我们有查经，与神亲近。也有团契与弟兄姊妹亲近。
So we have in these fellowships we have Bible study that we can draw near to God, and we also have fellowship that we could draw near to brothers and sisters.
这是神告诉我们要不停的聚会，因为我们没有一个人可以在家关起门来天天读经就能得着。
That's why the Lord encourage us to not to stop meeting together so that we can continue. Not, you know, you cannot just close the door and study the word by yourself.
可以，我们默想，群体默想，我们分三步。第一个，在神的话语上默想；第二，在默想后分享；第三，分享以后有一个祷告。
So the process is we study, meditate the word of God, and then we share.After we meditate, and then after sharing, we pray.
感谢主。还有一个操练，就是后边我们会提的这个是属灵同伴的这个配搭。
And there's another training that we should be looking at, which is having spiritual partners.
在这个同伴配搭中，我们可以定期的相约，我们一起的在一段圣经上，我们来分享。
And we can set a time where we can meet regularly so we can study the word together.
借着默想一段经文，彼此的分享，然后我们彼此的祷告。
Through the meditation of on a passage from the Bible, we can share with each other and pray for each other.
借着这样的一些默想操练，我想我们会深入的认识神他的旨意，我们也会。更会帮助我们行在神的光中。
So through the training of meditation, meditate on God's word, we can continue to grow.
感谢主，今天我们一同来思考了三个话题。
Praise the Lord that we were able to share together and meditate on three points.
Yeah, 我们在光中默想神的话语呢，我们第一个是认识神，在默想中认识真理。
And meditating God's word in His light, we know the truth.
第二个是我们要见证神，我们在默想中要活出见证。
And through meditation, we live out the testimony.
第三个是我们要应用与操练，我们在默想中与神。和人建立更亲密的关系。
So we have practice and training to build up our relationship with God and men.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们同声的来读一下这个诗篇119篇15到16节，我们再次的读一下，15节开始。我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路，我要在你律例中自乐，我不忘记。你的话，感谢我们的主，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
借着这样的话语，你来激励我们，要在你的话语面前，我们要默想。
Through your word, you urge us to meditate on your word.
主我们感谢你，把这宝贵的话语，你借着圣经，你赐给我们，为的是让我们能够认识真理，能够得救。
Through your word, let us know the truth so that we can be saved.
主啊，求你帮助我们能在你的 话语上反复的思考，能够默想你真正的这个真你话语中的旨意。
So we thank you to help us meditate on your word so that we know your will.
为的是让我们能够不偏不倚的能够跟随你行这条光明之路。
So we can follow you without veering off to follow your will.
主我们也求你帮助我们众弟兄姊妹，我们能借着这样默想的操练能够不断的成长。
Ask that you help brothers and sisters to be trained and exercise on this so that we can continue to grow.
因为你告诉我们说，我们不但要听到，我们更要行道。
Not only do we have to hear the word, but we have to do the word.
感谢主，你给我们的祝福，给我们的引领，求圣灵帮助我们。
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and leading. Through the Holy Spirit.
愿你的话祝福众弟兄姊妹。
May your word bless brothers and sisters.
这样的祷告、赞美和祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And this praise is in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.